Hi, I'm Tanaya, and welcome back to the new episode of Seeing Things for What It Is with Naya. I know it's been a while, guys. Almost been a month. It would have been a month on the 8th since I made my last podcast episode. A lot of things have been going on this month, and I kind of want to discuss a few of them. This episode really isn't about a specific topic that I planned out like I usually do. It's just about, you know, what I've been going through. Things maybe other people can understand. There was a point where I was about to give up on doing the podcast, but you know, I don't, deep down, I don't want to do that. There were a few reasons why I did, but I'll discuss that a little later on. But I hope you guys have been good. I'm sorry that I haven't uploaded. You know, I just had to get through what I was going through to be able to, you know, speak some real stuff to you guys. I want to be able to have a clear mind when I'm speaking, because I do have an audience that listens to me and admires me. And, you know, I don't want to be in a crazy state of mind and giving you guys advice. I just don't feel right doing that. So, yes, that's why I just waited until now. Happy holidays, by the way. Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving just passed. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving and a good Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I ordered a lot of stuff on Black Friday since I couldn't come out the house, and I'll talk about that later as well. I also got a new phone, so, you know, I'm pretty excited about that. But if you guys would like to know what's been going on with me and, you know, a few general stuff, then keep listening. Before we start, here's a quick Anchor ad that I would love for you all to hear. So, last month, November, I was switching jobs. I don't remember the day. I think I started working at my new job November 16th, I think. I was working at a resort, and, you know, I loved that job. I was a photographer there and everything, so, you know, I was taking pictures of guests on attractions and everything like that. Well, I seriously love that job. Shout out to that job. It's called Get the Picture Corporation. I love it. I really do. It was just sad that I had to leave because, you know, it's getting cold outside and I work outside. I worked outside, so I had to leave. But I would like to come back when it gets warmer because I did enjoy it. So I did go from that job to Walmart, working at Walmart by me. And literally the next day after I stopped working at the other job was my first day of my orientation at Walmart. And my eyes were sore that day. I wasn't sure why. And then I worked Tuesday and Wednesday after that. I had like runny nose. My eyes was getting worse, so hurting and everything. Didn't understand why. I thought maybe I was coming down with something, maybe like a little cold. But it was so weird to me because my eyes had never hurt before when I got, you know, a cold and stuff. By the time Thursday got there, I realized I was off Thursday and Friday that week, so I realized that I had the COVID-19 virus. I might have had it because I lost my sense of taste and my sense of smell. I couldn't smell anything. And I have essential oils. That's how I figured out that I couldn't smell anything. And, you know, essential oils are strong smells, like peppermint oil or tea tree oil. I have those. I put that straight up to my nose. I couldn't smell it. I put it on my hand. I couldn't smell it. And y'all know, if y'all have those products, you know it's a strong smell. So I couldn't smell it, not one bit. Not anything of it at all. And I'm like, oh, shoot. So my grandmother was like, you should call your doctor and whatever. So I called my doctor. He told me to go get tested Friday that week. So I went to go get tested Friday with my grandmother. I didn't get my results back till that following Monday. And it turned out I have the virus. So I was supposed to quarantine from then until basically tomorrow. I've been in the house for about 2 weeks. I've been going through a lot in the last 2 weeks. Actually, even before the 2 weeks, I've been going through a lot in November. But, you know, it's different, you know, just being by yourself in the room all the time, isolated, just in your thoughts. When you're so used to going out or working or doing something, because, you know, it's hard to just transition from that. Even though there was a point in my life where I was in a house in my room for months, because I was super depressed and stuff. So, yeah, so I've been in the house for 2 weeks. It's been miserable. Anybody that had to stay quarantined for 2 weeks, they should know. It's fucking miserable. Excuse my language, but it's that. So, yeah, so it's not fun just being by yourself and your thoughts and everything. Especially being the type of person I am. I'm like, I guess some people would maybe consider me a sensitive person because sometimes I get offended easily. I try not to. That's why I like to ask questions and stuff. But then when I ask questions, people think I'm trying to give them a rundown or something, which is not the case. I'm just trying to understand. And I don't like to jump to conclusions until I understand something. But then people don't like to explain themselves because they think I'm trying to do something else. And it's just, like, crazy. So, yeah, I just been in here. I didn't really have nobody really to talk to, but besides a few people, and they work and stuff, so that's fine, which isn't a problem. It just sucks. I, like, see the same four walls for 2 weeks straight. It's, like, crazy. I wouldn't say I know how it feels to be in jail, because I would never know, but, you know, when you can't do anything, you have to, you know, wait for people to bring you food. I had to literally, if I did come out the room to go take a bath or something, I had to wipe down literally every single thing that I touched, that I used, everything, even the front door if I had to walk out the door. So, you know, I live with my grandparents too, and a few other siblings. I'm just happy that they didn't catch it from me, because, you know, the virus is wiping out older people like crazy. And like the weekend before I found out I had the virus, my grandmother's sister just died from the virus the weekend before. So, you know, my grandma was kind of in shock about that, you know, because it's a sister, you know, you wouldn't think you know, your family's about to have somebody that died from it. It's not, it just hits you, like, so suddenly. So, that's why she was, you know, making sure I was okay, giving me vitamins and taking Tylenol and everything. So make sure you guys, if you catch this virus, make sure you take vitamins. They really help, seriously, like B12, B3, D something, and vitamin E. And there's something berry, I forgot what it's called. But I write it in the description box, the vitamins that I take. And they helped out a lot. So I really recommend taking vitamins. And even without the virus, I really still recommend vitamins. I've been taking vitamins all my life. That's why I've always been so healthy. My grandma always makes sure we taking our vitamins, make sure our immune system is good and everything like that. That's why we never stay too, when we did get a cold, we never stayed sick too long. It was only like 3 days or something. My grandma always makes sure we have everything that we need when we need it. So, I recommend taking vitamins along with your medicine, that whatever medicine that you have. Ginger ale, you know. What else did I take? Yeah, that was pretty much it, really. And just resting and making sure you're okay. So I only had symptoms for the first week, which was that week I started work. So I had it for that whole week, and I was around people. Like I said, you know, you don't think anything of it when you just having like something, like little something going on. Like my eyes hurting, I didn't think that, you know, would be COVID. I thought it was just because I do DoorDash and I drive around a lot. And at night, my eyes are strained because when it's dark and stuff, my eyes get more focused. So, yeah, that's why I wear my glasses at night, because if I don't wear my glasses, my eyes will be hurting. Like, my little eyeball will be hurting. So I just thought it was, you know, just my eyes strained from driving. Then as the days went on, like, I started to get, my throat started irritating me first. Then I started getting a runny nose, and I'm just like, okay, yeah, something's up. I knew there was something up as soon as I lost my smell and my taste, and I'm just like, okay. But anyway, yeah, so I'm okay now, 2 weeks later, almost 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks on Friday. It's Wednesday right now, I believe. Yeah. I'm fine, though. After that first week, my symptoms, like, went down quick as hell. I know people are going to ask me if I'm okay and everything. I'm cool. I've been cool. That's why I've been miserable as hell in this fucking room. Because I feel fine. Like, I feel literally fine. I feel like myself. That's what was driving me crazy. That's one of the things that was driving me crazy in here by myself. So, me being in here by myself for a very long time, I had to face some things with myself and my inner self. I've been dealing with trying to heal some of the things that I don't speak on, or ever have spoken on, in my past. I've been focused on trying to heal my heart, because I don't want to fall victim to myself and to anybody in anybody's life. I want to be able to face what has happened to me, what I've been through, so I can become a better person. And what I would like to be is a wife and a mother, and, you know, I want to break cycles. And, you know, sometimes, like I said before, like, you know, subconsciously you just may not know that you're doing something wrong. And a lot of us are like that because we're just so accustomed to we're used to certain things, certain behaviors, because that's what we see coming up or around us in school, or, you know, just the environment that you're coming up in. And I always wanted to be different, even since I was a kid. I always strive to be different than what I've seen. So, you know, it's crazy trying to be different. It's hard trying to be different than everybody else, because then everybody else looks at you like you're weird. They look at you like there's something wrong with you because you don't like to do the same things that they do. You know, they make fun of you and all this other stuff, or just treat you like an outcast. And you know, it sucks, but I'd rather try my best to stay true to myself instead of being something that everybody wants me to be. So I've been striving to find myself and be myself. Like I said, to be a better version for me, my kids, my future kids, my future husband. And since I'm doing this podcast for you guys as well, I want to be able to connect with y'all too, and not, you know, have my life in a fucking rampage, in a twister, in a hurricane, and I'm trying to preach to y'all about, you know, doing this and doing that, when, you know, not saying I'm not applying it to my own life, because, you know, sometimes things just happen, but, you know, sometimes I have mental breakdowns. I had mental breakdowns, and I had one a few days ago. You know, I was just getting tired of, you know, feeling uncertain about everybody. When you've been hurt so many times by people that you count on to be real with you, to be loving and caring, it takes a toll on you, you know what I'm saying? You always think, like, something's happening, somebody's doing something, somebody's out to get you, and it's like a non-stop mental battle. If you don't take charge of it, it's going to just keep going. And it doesn't feel good to feel like that. It doesn't feel good to think that. So, you know, like people that are in poverty or in the street life, I feel bad, because a lot of them are, you know, raised in that environment and taught to do that in their neighborhood from a kid. And when they get older, it's always like, oh, I gotta look over my shoulder all the time. There's never not a time when you have to look out for yourself. And I've heard people say from that type of environment, like, you know, I'm tired of having to look over my shoulder. I'm tired of having to feel like somebody's about to do something to me. It gets tiring. Like, it's really very, very stressful, you know, and it keeps you in a certain mind space, a mind state, that is like you're stuck in your own mind. So, I try not to think too ahead of my life, because, you know, thinking about the future will hold you back too. Thinking about it too much. Not saying plan for it, not plan for it or anything. I'm just saying, like, when you just stuck on the future and you're not focused on anything that you're doing at the moment, you're just holding yourself back still. You know what I'm saying? And I've realized that. I learned that too, and then just realized that. I learned it in college when I had literature, not literature, It was College Success 101, I believe. Yeah. And I love that teacher, Miss Belinda. She really, really taught me a lot. And I appreciated her. So, you know, like I said, it's just like, it's a mental battle that you deal with when you get hurt so bad, so much by so many people. And you just sitting there asking yourself, like, why? Like, why me? What did I do? But I also realized that you have to take accountability for yourself as well, for your own pain as well, because a lot of us like to stay in situations that hurt us. We don't set boundaries with people. We expect too much from people. We judge people. And that's not the way to go about it. And when you stay in something that you know in your heart is not good for you, then you have to take some accountability for that, some of that pain that is brought to you. And I'm not saying people aren't messed up, they're not cruel, because people are. That's the fact. That's just the fact. But if you see it and you stay in it, thinking that you're going to fix somebody, you're going to fix this, you're going to fix that, when all actuality, it's never going to get fixed. People are going to be who they are. You can't fix somebody. I realized you can't fix anybody. They're going to act the way they want to act. They're going to do what they want to do. And it's up to you to stay around or want to deal with it, or, you know, leave. I know sometimes it hurts to leave certain situations, but why would you want to stay and hurt yourself? Dig yourself more into a deeper hole instead of just getting out and, you know, patching yourself up. It hurts. It's going to hurt either way. It's going to hurt either way if you think about it. But wouldn't you rather it hurt the better way, where you can stop it from getting worse? You know? So I hope you guys just think about that, because it's true. It's like, you know, just don't do it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't stay talking to people that hurt you, and set your boundaries and let people know what you will and will not tolerate. Now don't be setting no, you know, crazy boundaries now, like, if you go to the bathroom in my bathroom, I'm not going to speak to you for the rest of the day. Nah, that's crazy. Nah, if you guys don't know what boundaries are, just go look them up. It took me a little while to understand. You know, sometimes we already understand things, but sometimes when it's explained to us, it's like, what? And I think that was one of the things that I already understood, but, like, I never actually, you know, put it into play. So I never, like, I didn't understand when I was learning about it. I still kind of want to learn more about it, because I still kind of don't understand it, but I get it. You know what I'm saying? If that makes any sense. So I've been dealing with, you know, that. And then, you know, family things with that is just not good. And then, you know, you want people to be there for you from your family. But it's like, when you turn around, when you look around, there ain't nobody there for me. So, and the people that are there, you know, it's really, really hard to trust them. And, you know, I think trust comes from not being able to trust somebody. It comes from a lack of trust in yourself as well. Because if you trusted yourself enough to trust somebody else or give them the benefit of the doubt, you would make the right decisions. I think a lot of people don't trust themselves because they don't trust themselves to get out of something once they get caught up, or get out when they see something bad. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what it may be for some people. Once you get in and start liking somebody or doing this with somebody, you're caught up. And it's like you have a hard time trusting yourself to be able to get yourself out of it, knowing that it'll fuck you up in the long run if you stay. So I think that's what a lot of people are scared of. It's not you just not trusting somebody else. It's you not trusting yourselves too. And I can say that about myself too. I get scared. I don't trust myself to be able to do this and do that. I can say one thing about myself, though. I will get the hell out of there if I need to. If I know for sure, for a fact, you know, this is going on, that's going on, I'm out. I'm out, ski. Peace. Deuces. I do not want to stick around to see what motherfuckers is going to do. I'm sorry. No. I am not that. Like I said in one of my videos before, I was like, I am impressionable as hell. Like, ever since I was a kid, if I seen something on TV, like kids getting kidnapped and all that shit, I was not the type to put myself in that situation so I could be able to get kidnapped and all that, or, you know, get beat. And when I understand signs, somebody's about to do some crazy shit to you, I was like, no, this is not gonna be me. A few people in my past relationships put their hands on me. And I knew that wasn't the right thing to be doing. I've seen my grandmother get hit. I've seen a few people in my family have physical altercations. It's not right. It's not right. I did stick around for a little bit in those relationships, but it wasn't never too long. And I never was just the only one getting hit, though. And I'm not encouraging it, but I did hit back eventually. When I was getting hit, I hit back. But I was never physical. As in, like, I never started that stuff. It was never me. I hit back to defend myself. I didn't hit because I just wanted to hit. I'm not that type of female at all. And if somebody ever say that, they're a liar. And nobody will ever say that. So, yeah. It's just been crazy, man. I'm just trying to deal with personal things, you know, in my personal life, in my relationship, and my other relationships with, like, friends and peers and family. Trying to deal with everything. Gets overwhelming for me. Very, 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 very overwhelming. It's not fun. It's not. That's why I hate when these times come, because I'm like, oh my God, I'm so alone. Like, sometimes I just wish somebody would just, like, be like, hey, I'm about to come over. I see you going through something. I'm about to come over and bring you some wine. So bring you some wine, and we can watch movies all night, or we could go somewhere, you know, get your mind off stuff. I would like that, you know what I'm saying? Just somebody that's like, yo, I know you're going through something right now, so I'm about to come get you so we can go take your mind off of it. That would be nice. If somebody just want to come over, just give me a hug and just listen to me speak and all that, you know, I would love to have that type of friendship with somebody. You know, so not saying I don't, but I'm just saying, like, it doesn't really, when I get like this, it don't ever happen. But it's okay. I'm not, you know, pointing the finger at nobody. Maybe I know people just may not know how to be that type of person, and I try to have compassion for people and empathy for those who do not know how to do certain things because they were never taught. It was never okay in their household. Even if you did try to do it, it was dismissed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do try to consider that other people just weren't taught certain things, and that's why they act the way they do, you know? But when you get to a certain age, you have to be able to understand what that is. You have to recognize your pathology. And listen, I do recommend people that have a hard time with, like, everything, anything, everything, relationships, friendships, family ships, life, anything, like, anything. I do recommend that you go listen to Ayanla Van Sant. I listen to her a lot. She makes very, very good, valid points on everything. I swear to God. And if you're spiritual too, I definitely recommend go listening to her too. You may learn something about yourself you never thought, you know, thought of. Just listen to her speaking. It's like free counseling, kind of, really. She's speaking to you. And I wouldn't really call her a counselor, really, because I've been counseling. And the things that the counselor said that I've been to, they don't say like Ayala do. I'm not sure specifically what Ayala is. I know she's been to school for psychology and everything like that. But she is like the mother that you haven't had. She's like the person that's going to keep it completely real with you. She's like the person that's going to pull something out of you that you didn't even know that was in you. So I definitely recommend listening to Ayanna. She has a lot of videos on her page, on YouTube, on Facebook. She even has an Instagram, and I'll put her name in the description box so you guys can go listen to her. And I know I have fans in other countries. I do recommend you guys listen to her too. Whoever you would like to listen to, it doesn't matter. Just know that there's people that really do want to help people. And, you know, they can't reach everybody individually. So that's why they put those videos out like Ayanla does. And I really appreciate her doing that because she's helped me tremendously. She's helped so many people, and I am very grateful, and I'm still, you know, in that process. So, yeah, definitely go give her a listen, and I would like to hear what you guys have to say about it or anything. If not, that's cool. It doesn't matter, as long as you're doing what you got to do for yourself. But yeah, so that's just what I've been going through. I call it a mental battle. That's what it is. Many people may not know, but I also draw. I can do, you know, quite a few things. I just haven't really put them to work, but, you know, once in a while I like to draw. But I drew this, like, portrait of a female. It's a side view of her. Probably going to use that as my cover for this episode. She has dreads. Her eyes are closed. She's just looking a certain way. You know, every picture that I draw, everything that I draw, it always represents me, I've realized from drawing this picture. Everything that I draw, it represents me in some way. And I, you know, I find that, like, amazing, though, honestly. I think it's pretty cool. Subconsciously, I'm just drawing things that really is a part of me. I didn't really realize that I was drawing. Whenever I draw a person, their hairstyles will always be mine. Will always be my hairstyles. And the last two girls I drew, they have dreads. It looks amazing. I love it. I can't wait to, so you guys can see them, see the pictures. I miss drawing. It is time consuming. That's why I don't really do it so much. But I do miss drawing because it's a lot. You know, and I was writing the other day in my book, I realized something. Ever since I was a kid, literally, I draw hearts. Like, I would be sitting there in the class learning something, and I'll just draw, like, little hearts on the side of the papers. I have no idea why I was doing that, but every single paper that I had ever in class had a heart on it. Only time I didn't draw hearts on anything was, like, a serious state test or something. I wasn't able to do that. I did do it, but I had to erase it because I caught myself. But there was never not a paper that didn't have a heart on it. And I still do it to this day. Like, I could be sitting here with my book that I write in, and while I'm thinking about something, I'll just randomly draw a heart. I don't know why. I really don't know. But I did come to a conclusion that, you know, all I ever wanted, you know, hearts represent love, you know, compassion, empathy, anything that, you know, you feel from the heart. So I came to the conclusion that I really admire love. I've always wanted real love ever since I was little. I wanted to really feel it, you know, from other people, you know, being in a relationship, you know, from myself. I've always, always wanted love. That's just in me. And, you know, when I have mental breakdowns, when people hurt me, I get so scared because I don't want to lose that part of me, that loving part that I once loved, because it seems like so many people lost it, and I don't want to lose it because it means a lot to me. As much as people hate it, I don't. As much as people hurt me, I don't want to give up on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't give up on love, because that's what makes me love. I care. I understand. I want to talk to understand people, and, you know, I've become so distant, you know, because I'm getting so used to not speaking to people, and everything is being on my own. But I don't want to get lost and not feel it anymore. That's why I get so scared. I love love. And I strive for it. I love it. Love is what makes me happy. One of the things that make me happy is love. Probably the biggest thing, I should say. That's why everything I put my heart into and it comes crashing down, just like, it's so devastating for me, because I really want it. So that's why I probably draw hearts all the time, subconsciously and unconsciously sometimes, because I have drew hearts before, like big hearts and stuff. I think I'm going to get a tattoo of a heart. That would be smart. That would be cute. That would be cute. Yeah, so that's what I had to say about that. I'm sorry to anybody if I scared you guys when I posted that post on Instagram. It wasn't to scare anybody or get attention. It really wasn't. I mean, in a way, it was to get attention because I just felt like I was losing myself, and I just kind of just felt like I didn't have anywhere else to run to, because I really wanted to speak to a certain person, but they just weren't there, and I'm just like, oh. So I just like was having a mental breakdown, like I said, and I really do apologize, people, if I scared you guys. And to anybody that hit me up, I really appreciate you guys for hitting me up. Devontae, thank you. I'm not sure everybody's name that I commented if I don't know you personally, but thank you to you guys, and thank you, Diane, my sister, for hitting me up. I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. You know, sometimes when I go through things like this, I end up just wanting to be like completely alone, but I really do appreciate you always trying to be there for me. You know, I didn't realize that you were trying to be there for me all these years. I go on my Facebook, on my other Facebook sometimes, and I look at my memories, and you were always the one to comment and saying something nice to me, saying something encouraging. You were the one that was doing that, literally the only one. And I didn't realize that when I was younger. So I want to say that I appreciate you a lot. I really do. And I'm sorry that I haven't said that before, but I'm saying it now. I really appreciate it. And thank you to Zeke. Every time I'm going through something, you hit me up. I appreciate you. Like I said, sometimes I just get so like, oh, nobody, not saying nobody cares, but it's just like, I don't want to bother nobody about what I'm going through. So I just try to say to myself, but you know, what I really wish is that you guys were closer and that we can, you know, do something together, because, you know, I would like that. And like I said, I really appreciate anybody that commented on my thing or inboxed me. I appreciate it. And for the people that inboxed me that hurt me, thinking that asking me if I'm okay is going to help, I politely ask you to never, ever hit me up ever again in your life, because I don't want you asking me if I'm okay. Ask yourself if you're okay. I'm good over on this side. I'll be good without you ever asking me. I don't need your help. And I mean this in the nicest way. Because the people that hurt me contributed to some of my thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I take accountability for sticking around and whatever the case is. But I don't want nobody that has hurt me to ever talk to me ever again. So politely asking you to leave me alone. And I want to say thank you to God, you know, like I said, he's always there for me, even when I think he's not. I pray to him very, 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 hard the other night. I woke up in the middle of the night just crying, and I just asked for forgiveness, and I asked forgiveness from people that I might have hurt, because I really don't intentionally mean to hurt anybody. And if I ever did, I am sorry. I hope you would forgive me. I really, really mean it. I really do. If I have hurt you, let me know. I would like to apologize. I would like to talk about it. You know, I'm open-minded. I'm not closed-minded. I'm not somebody that doesn't want to understand. I'm not somebody that listens to react. I'm somebody that wants to listen to correct and understand. You know, so don't be afraid. And like I said, I appreciate God so much, because after that night, there was like a weight that lifted off my shoulders. I was getting to a point where I was just so, like, I couldn't take it no more. And after I cried out, I'm like, please, just help me. Like, just let it go. Please help me to trust you in everything that you do and everything that I do. Help me trust you enough to let some of this go. And it helps. Sometimes you gotta yell out loud what you wanna let go, so it can be lifted off of you. So, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. And thank you for the people that encouraged me to keep going, because I was so close to giving up, but I know deep down inside I probably wasn't. I just needed a break. But thank you guys so much. I really, really, really appreciate everybody. You know, I really do. Before we continue, here is a brief Anchor ad. I hope you guys have the best holiday this year. You know, I know it's been a crazy year with COVID and everything, but I hope you guys really do enjoy Christmas and, you know, Hanukkah, whoever celebrates Hanukkah. New Year's is coming up as well. Just, you know, put everything to the side just for those days and celebrate with your family and, you know, give thanks to making it through this year, because this year has been very hard for a lot of people. And, you know, I'm thankful that I have made it through, and hopefully I'll continue to make it through, and I hope you guys do as well. And may God, you know, heal any pains that are in you guys. I really hope things get better for everybody. And just stay true to yourself. Enjoy your life. I probably will be uploading one more episode before I end this season. I've been doing this since August, a few months ago. And I'm ready to end this season and start the new one, start new topics and everything. I really am excited. So stay tuned, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. And have a good holiday, good Christmas. Peace, love, and happiness for me, definitely. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Seeing Things for What It Is with Naya. I will be uploading bi-weekly, or sometimes I may try to upload weekly. Make sure to follow up with me on my social media accounts. Also, check out my YouTube channel. The links will be attached below, or I might just write them in the description box. Have a good rest of your day, ladies and gents, and I hope you guys stay safe.